Play the tunes. Play the tunes.
I was going to fix this one.
Oh, okay.
But as I'm fixing
it. Real live talk, y'all. Hey, what's up with y'all? I'm Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. This is the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show.
Hey, yo, yo.
Hey, yo, man. I got the brethren in me here, the team.
Yeah.
I had to catch. 88 is on. He on that level right now before he go into creative mode.
I'm about to go into creative mode.
I had to catch it while he was all the way on his shit. You know what I mean? Because he had to work today. Yeah. You know what I mean? During this shit.
Yeah, I worked through the eclipse. That's what I'm saying, man.
Talk to him, man.
It looked like you
were trying to get back to talk to him.
It looked like any other day in Cleveland. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, any other day in Cleveland looked like this. Man, I'm telling you, how many days in Cleveland you been driving down the street and all of a sudden the sun just disappeared? You don't even question it. What the first thing you say is what your grandmother used to say. It's about to do something. That's the first thing you think. It's about to do something. All the sun gone. It get cloudy. It look like it's about 5 o'clock
really
in the evening.
Do something.
Right, and then all of a sudden, by the time you get to work, the sun back out. That's the eclipse is every day in Cleveland. I'm telling you, this is what we deal with on a regular.
This is what every day.
Because I was thinking like we was gonna have an Alaska blackout. Like, we're 30 days a night.
Hey, look.
Just got dark like it did.
No. In some parts of the city, it did get that. Because my son, Action Jackson, shout out to Action Jackson, his birthday tomorrow. Right. My Aries little, one of my Aries crazy twins. He'll be 11 tomorrow, y'all. But Jackson was filming the whole situation where he was
and
at.
It got dark.
And when I looked from it was light and all them different little posts he was doing. It went to dark. I'm talking about, I thought he was in Camp Crystal Lake.
Good.
And he's still having fun talking shit.
There's that shit.
You get what I'm saying?
He was at Camp Crystal Lake.
Some people seen some different shit, depending on where they were at in Cleveland. Right. When I looked out my window, where I was preparing my chicken Alfredo, that was giving that.
Right?
Yeah. My black.
Oh, my God.
And that shit good, too, y'all.
My black and chicken Alfredo.
It's still good. I ain't yeah.
My man goes, he going to tell you something. I was in the middle of talking to the ancestors and getting my motherfucking chef.
Chicken Alfredo.
I was making my Alfredo. I looked outside. It looked like a dark and gloomy day about to go down on the rain side.
Yeah.
And then I looked back outside, and it was back to tropical.
Tropical.
Let's get tropical, baby. You know what I mean?
What I want to say, I experience this shit all the time.
This shit funny.
And it wasn't nothing different. But, I mean, I've been through this, like, twice in my life. That's how old I am. Nick, I seen two eclipses.
Yeah,
maybe one.
Yeah, I seen two.
I never looked into
it. The second one had the same effect for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't no event for me. I was already occupied. man.
Say if we didn't have all these meteorologists and shit that knew when it was coming, it just happened out of the blue, I would have thought a storm was coming. That's all I would have thought. I'm like, hey, y'all better roll, y'all better clear the patio, a storm is coming. Turns out it was an eclipse.
Right.
We're like, oh, my bad. I thought a storm was coming.
That's all I
would have
thought.
If they would actually listen to you
and
cleared the patio.
I'm like, hey, my bad. I thought it was a storm. And that's usually what a storm looked like in Cleveland.
What are we going to do about this?
Well, that's what I said. It was a historical event, but it didn't look, where I was at, it didn't look any different. I studied a lot of shit, and these motherfuckers in Alaska go through 30 days of night.
30.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine that they have a celebration similar to what we did on the eclipse? They watched the sun go down for the last time in the Yukon in Alaska, and they celebrate, and then that's it for 30 days. Now, imagine if the sun ain't come back out 5 minutes later in Cleveland. Like, this is what I'm saying. We ain't even prepared for 30 days of night. They got 30 days of night.
I want to be in Alaska for 30 days for the nighttime and the daylight.
I want to experience that. So nighttime, you get depressed during the 30 days because it's something naturally affects your body of 30 days of night.
Sunlight brings a different...
During the 30 days of sunlight...
Power you up, boy.
You get insomnia, something fierce. You can't go to sleep. You start to get delirious.
What?
All of the symptoms that I have at work every weekend.
Look.
But
By me not being from there,
solitary confinement. That's why solitary confinement works.
Hey, look,
they get confessions out of people with that.
Hey, look,
darkness.
Yeah, but I'm not from that, so I'm willing to go through both times, and then go my ass home and go to reality. Yeah. I'm on my vacation on that.
Do it on your vacation.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
For real. I'll probably
book your tickets back for 15 days.
Yeah. Because
you're going to get a little tired after 15 days of this darkness.
So we just make it 30 days, but 15 of each one?
Yeah. Yeah. 15 of each one. Because 15 of light, you'll get insomnia, you will get delirious. I actually know people
that don't look the same.
You start hallucinating. I've actually known people in Alaska that lived there. I knew some military people that was there.
I got the feeling my content creation is going to go up another notch if I get best of both.
Well, you get best of both.
You know what I mean?
And the other thing 15, is don't get abducted while you're there, because Nome is the number one spot for abductions.
Who?
Nome. It is, yeah. Nome, Alaska.
That's where more people go. It's between. Number one is Nome, Alaska.
They don't
Alaska.
Want no part of me.
Nome is the most. Wolf Creek is the second.
They don't want no part of me. And I'll probably go to Wolf Creek because I'm a lion wolf. I'm going to go howl. I'm going to go howl in my area.
Well, you better bring a knife. That's down under.
I'm going to bring a bumba. You know what I mean?
That's not a knife.
Oh, bumba can rock you, boy. You know what I mean? Anyway.
So if you're going to do it, I would suggest 15 days of peace.
Hey, I'm bringing I'm bringing sand to the beach regardless. I'm bringing some pussy. I don't mind seeing. Eating and having a good damn time.
You ain't bringing sand to the beach?
I'm bringing sand to the beach.
They ain't got no beach out there. You got to experience
that. You know what I mean with that? I'm bringing me a chick.
I had hoes in Hawaii.
Hey, look, I'm bringing the woman with me.
Inuit. That's what I'm saying.
I'm bringing the woman with me.
Inuit into it.
No, man. I'm going to bring a woman with me, man.
If I can switch up the
15 days part.
I wonder what the fuck they were saying.
Anybody in Alaska out there?
You want the local
coldness?
What
the fuck y'all looking at? I don't want that. What my dude say? I fuck with hoes in Hawaii. Bitches in Nebraska. They even had some cold wet in Alaska.
Nope. I don't want none of that. Nope.
Well, then, hey, it's like you bringing salmon out there. Then you got to get the salmon from there.
Anybody in Alaska, man.
I don't trust it, Jay.
Y'all was out there in Alaska today, man.
You better not trust motherfuckers. Hey, look.
Quit trying to talk me into a good time.
All the flags, yo. What was y'all seeing in y'all country? Y'all see shit different than us.
Yes.
Y'all media different than
us.
Well, I can tell you what they were
saying. We are 29, 30 flags deep.
I would love to hear what a brother in Alaska saw.
I'm going to tell you what they were seeing because of the way the time
track. They're at the highest point.
Well, scientifically, what you're seeing is we had the highest point this year.
Because we got
you can see it.
Because we got Canada.
It, just like everybody
Poland,
else. Is
we got Norway.
Oh, yeah.
We got Great Britain.
But just like everybody
United
else.
Kingdom. We got France. We got Singapore,
I imagine if we 6 hours apart, the European countries where we actually 6 hours apart,
right,
or more, they probably saw what we were seeing in Cleveland. Anybody that's within a few hours of our time frame,
right,
they got the rainstorm version of it.
Like I seen on my fit.
Yeah. So
okay,
I would say in Europe, like in England or somewhere, they probably got the full version too.
Texas niggas was mad.
Y'all was clouded
out, man.
What was so mad? They was mad because they seen the motherfucking rainy storm.
It was a dust storm, cloud storm.
Oh, well.
Don't be mad, Texas. Hey, yo, anybody out there, if y'all saw all the fucking, the aerosol ships shooting shit in the air, the artificial clouds.
I thought that was crazy. You could see it going around.
Yo, let us know about it.
You
know what I'm saying?
Now, look, our brethren, Ellsworth.
Yes, sir.
I talked to him. He told me he seen, and I know he seen it from downtown.
Well, I was downtown.
You were downtown? So
I was right on East 4th.
You talking about Larry the Great Senior, right?
Yeah, Ellsworth. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ellsworth Bumpy, man.
Shout out, yo.
My name is Larry. Yeah. nigga L.
And that's not even how you see it.
No.
But I ain't gonna see
it.
Because I don't want to play the game tonight. Have you met Larry?
I don't want to play the game tonight.
You catch us at the bar when I might play that game with you. You know,
he's playing by himself.
Hey,
he's playing by himself.
Have you met Larry?
He's the only dude I know can go on Jeopardy by himself.
And that's all questions.
Real quick.
Answer him.
I am the only contestant on. Who is your family, Larry? He the only contestant on Family Feud.
It's me.
Okay, so that's seven.
But yeah, we just wanted to talk that shit right there real quick.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell y'all one thing though. It was an historical event and everything. But right after the shit happened, it let me know it was just a regular, another fucking ordinary ass day. Mm. 30 minutes after that, I'm out the house. Not even 15 fucking minutes. Almost had to shoot a motherfucker. I went right back in the motherfucking house.
Oh yeah, talk to him.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk to him.
It was a regular motherfucking
some
day.
Some dumbass crime shit.
Well, they tried to rob somebody, but they forgot that the eclipse was already gone. So whoever did it, they mistimed the robbery. Apparently, they don't watch the news. They came in like masked. They came in blazing and robbed the store after the eclipse in broad daylight.
No.
Like, if you was going to do it,
man,
you missed your op.
Now, when I left, I heard they was chasing little boys through the neighborhood. Hope they heard the boys too bad and they caught them.
Oh, they did.
Well, they stole a phone with a locator. They stole a phone with a locator.
They stole a phone, y'all, with a locator.
Which all of them got now, even Android.
It's stupid as fuck, man. Like, how dare
you? You can Google your phone. You can Apple your phone.
And I'm pretty sure whatever they took from that young man, they're chasing that down, too.
Well, my question is,
they could have got from their mama on their fucking income tax account over here.
If they know their mama. But my question is,
mama worked on flipping that check.
In this day and age, after the advent of Obama phones, why are we stealing phones from people?
Why are we stealing phones from our own people?
You'll get free phones, man. Phones that work just as good as any.
Yes.
Don't get caught in this.
You can sign up for a free phone.
Don't get on the iPhone.
No. You catch a tent somewhere. You don't need a phone to find a free phone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's too many phones out here now to be robbing people.
Quit robbing your own. For a phone.
For anything, for that matter. But a phone is something that you can get anywhere.
And like Todd just said.
It's not that even. It's not that back in the day. When I first got my first cell phone.
He robbed his own for it.
In his own neighborhood.
If you want to go hit up.
In his own neighborhood.
Jack Jill.
A phone.
Nope.
A phone. You in the hood.
Because they really going to lose on that one.
You getting chased around the hood.
That's what I said. Don't get me started.
For a phone.
We know from the riots of Watts. And the riots from 92 and the riots that ensued a few years ago that we will never challenge them. When shit go wrong, we don't go to their neighborhood and blow it up.
Nah.
We go to ours and blow it up.
Yeah. The Huff riots.
So, I already know y'all full of fear. Because if y'all ain't have no fear,
y'all be real tough.
If you want to really cause some damage, then when somebody piss y'all off and y'all want to do some riots, go loot Shaker Heights.
Yeah.
And see how that work out. But they already afraid of Shaker Heights. Uh-huh. So they ain't gonna do that. Uh-huh. They'd rather lose 79th. Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
I'll make a statement by blowing up our own shit.
You know, and for my brothers out there in the game, y'all just gotta know something. Y'all gotta expect it because y'all are the brothers that they looking at because they know whatever they rob you for, you ain't about to call the police for because you in the game.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You never. Anything other than blue signs, they don't loot and take from, which I always find that very disturbing.
And I'm gonna tell y'all,
I really get mad at that.
And I'm gonna tell y'all something. The dudes that a lot of y'all look up to, y'all gang generals and shit, Larry Hoover, motherfucking Ford, you know what I'm saying, the Blackstone Rangers, you know what I'm saying, Tookie and them, you know what it was? You know what made them dangerous? Because they weren't scared to step. They weren't scared to step over there.
Yep.
They weren't scared to go over there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they weren't even trying to do nothing to their folks. They was going over there. You know what I'm saying? Hoover, he was in them offices with them executives and shit. He was in there with them politicians and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's gangster.
To the
you know what I'm saying? That's gangster. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it even to Huey. Huey and Bobby Seals and all y'all went and watched that Judas movie. You know what I'm saying? But if you notice,
I got a good reason for not watching.
That's what made the boys dangerous because They wasn't scared of nobody. When you say you scared, you ain't scared of nobody. A lot of y'all niggas is capping.
Y'all capping for real.
A lot of y'all niggas say y'all gangsters and y'all scared
of the real enemy. My bad.
And y'all emotional.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm going to go out here, for one thing, look, any dude out there listening, you got a family. You got a family. You got, even if you ain't got kids, you got a mom and a sister, some siblings and shit, right?
You
got your pops and shit, right? You know how important you is to them.
Enough, you got somebody you know, that love you.
You know how important you is to them. So if you're going to let some nigga that you ran into on some stupid shit to finagle you out of popping his ass for a bad word, for a bump on the shoulder, for stepping on your motherfucking shoes and shit like that, and take you away from all these motherfuckers, you ain't a gangster, you emotional than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Talk to him.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Because real gangsters got principles, nigga.
For real. Real gangsters got principles real and real morals.
Real gangsta ass niggas don't run for shit because real gangsta ass niggas can't run fast.
You know what I'm saying? A real gangsta ain't gonna do whatever for the money. He gonna do what he gotta do for the money, so he ain't gotta do whatever for the money. Because there's certain shit that he just ain't gonna do.
Real gangsta tell you this, and I learned this from some of my peeps. A real gangsta tell you all money shit. A real gangsta tell you all money ain't good money. That's what a real gangster tell you. And that's what keep them from doing stupid shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because they know when to differentiate between all money and good money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, okay, you might be talking, you got this money out the game, that money out the game, but I don't feel it.
Right.
I don't feel it's conducive.
Right.
Due to what I'm doing right now.
The dudes y'all looking up to and everything.
One of our favorite C words.
Y'all looking up and y'all seeing
seven
all the
C's, baby.
All the glamour stories
seven
up and
C's.
Everything.
Play that shit in there. Play seven C's on it. Give him some seven C's.
Y'all hear the glamour stories about Big Meech and all the money he spent. Y'all hear it. Y'all idolize all the work that Freeway Ricky Ross was moving and the money he made. And y'all glorify and y'all identify with the violence and say, okay, that's what we got to do to get on and everything. But y'all don't realize.
That's what he was
trying
to avoid.
Y'all ain't paying attention to the fact that these niggas, yeah, they got gangster when it was time to get gangster. Yeah. It was a lot of sit downs and negotiations.
Yes.
Well, I was saying they tried to avoid that at all. That was
so everybody could keep making money.
The fallout was the last thing that they wanted.
So everybody could keep making money.
Real men and women have conversations before blood is shed. Because once you turn on that faucet of blood, it's hard to shut that shit off.
Exactly.
Straight up and down. Y'all
talk
understand
to them,
that
man.
Shit. Y'all understand that part of it. Y'all out here doing the wildest shit, taking lives. Not taking names, thinking you something, have no claim to fame, and think you, man.
Hey, that was a rap.
Yeah, it
like,
was.
Especially going to that. I'm like, look, that's lyrics right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just be trying to be cool, poetry in motion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And today was a cosmic historical event. And they say a lot of things supposed to change, frequencies supposed to rise.
So we
speaking to a certain amount of people out there. You know
the
what
tides
I'm
are rising. That's what around the world
today. Exactly.
But this shit ain't gonna be the same with them again.
Stakes is getting higher, you know what I'm saying? And folks, you know what I'm saying, y'all gotta really pay attention out here, man. You know what I'm saying? The best thing y'all could do is look at the dude that's next to you and say, yo, how can we do something together? You know what I'm saying? Because and go to like-minded individuals and shit and stay away from the bullshit. Because right now,
how can you do that when nobody talks? Everybody on their phone. How can you communicate when both of y'all sitting next to each other on the phone?
Oh, we're going to toast to that one right there, yo. That's a bar.
That's scary right there.
I don't get shit done if I ain't talking to you. You sitting right next to me.
Okay. I was talking to my cousin the other day. And she a female. And she was telling me how, you know what I'm saying, these dudes trying to finesse me and shit, cuz.
Trying to finesse me.
But, yo, they can't tell me on my drawers, let alone some motherfucking money, because they don't even know how to fucking talk to a woman. So my cousin, you know, she a woman. We raised ladies and women in my family, you know what I'm saying? Even the most gangster ones, they ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
And you ain't about to just... You know what I'm saying? Yo, you gotta talk to people, man.
I can vouch for that one.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta really talk to people, man. You know what I'm saying? Half of y'all don't even date no more.
You know
which I can't blame y'all for. Sometimes I don't do this shit.
Excuse me, y'all, real quick.
But I'm just speaking to...
I'm not going to edit these sneezes out here either.
The sign of the times. You know what I'm saying?
The weather is different.
You can't talk to a broad if you ain't never had practice. See, man. I had to mess up a lot
practice
of times.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Right, I messed up a lot of times. What you going to say to them if you never talked to one in the first place? All you had to do was push buttons on the phone. Swipe left, swipe right, swipe up, swipe down.
What about the mall days?
Well, the mall days is how I made most of my failures.
You had look.
The mall days was my G League. That was my training ground.
Now tell me if I ain't lying.
That was battlegrounds for you?
Man.
Oh, shit.
I'm here to tell you, I had a lot of failures in the mall.
Now,
I also had some come-ups, but it took a minute. I had to keep playing at Madison Square Garden before I beat them.
Right.
I had to keep going back there.
Right.
I had to keep going to the food court in Randall before I came up.
You know what?
I had to keep going to the Galaxy before I made something happen.
Oh, we.
Exactly, man.
Y'all know about the Randall days.
Y'all know about the Galaxy either.
In Cleveland, Ohio. Randall days.
They don't know about Galaxy. Severance.
But tell me this though, the failures though, right?
Yeah.
Because what I started realizing was, which made me get better, because, you know, practice makes perfect, like we were saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was failing, and I realized that I would have to sit there and take a minute to figure out how I'm about to approach a chick. Then figured out that how I was approaching the chick was wrong. Then I changed my approach. Get the reaction, and then fail at the conversation. Then get better at the conversation.
Well, that's exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It was trial and error.
But you want a reaction because first. Half y'all can't even get a reaction.
It was trial and error. But now everything is just a answer. I push a button. A answer if you want to do this, this, or that. But it was trial and error. Then.
Thank you, sir.
To your point, I had to. This is the thing. I don't want people to get confused.
Right.
I wasn't working on pickup lines. It was about a due approach. I totally failed on this approach. It wasn't about
just approaching.
It wasn't like I need to get a new line. But hey, baby, you must be an angel, you know?
Angel.
Right, all that shit. What was all them stupid lines and shit?
Your legs must
be tired because you've been running through my mind all day.
Oh,
right,
goodness,
it wasn't about doing stupid stuff like that, like, well, I need a better pickup line. It was actually about changing your whole approach. Like, when you fail, because everything was...
It's a person.
Everything
you
was
see the
personal.
You see her reaction?
I had to approach it.
Or non-reaction.
I had to notice that you was from Lutheran East. So I got to start off with that. Oh, I see you from Lutheran East. So the approach don't work for everybody. But you notice certain things in your approach that might have put them off or something. And you change that approach. You still, you know, you got to be observant.
That's another
thing. You got to be observant of where I'm going to go with this.
Markers,
she buying
red
pizza.
Flags.
Should I buy a little
white
pizza
flag,
with her
green
or something?
Flag.
Or... is she in the liquor store? Should I buy a little bottle and say what's up? You know, you had to have a different approach to everything. It wasn't about no pickup lines.
Yeah.
And people tend to think, and that's another thing I'm going to squash for all y'all trolling people out there.
Trolling.
No, because they be trolling about 90s basketball. Now they trolling about 90s, how we did things when we approached women. They trolling that, talking about, oh, we just use pickup lines. No. Pickup lines was comedy. We never used that shit for real.
Man.
Unless you was just a sucker.
Right. No.
You never used pickup lines
because the comedy
real.
Came off of pickup lines. It didn't
that,
work.
That was the comedy.
It didn't
now,
work.
I would use pickup lines sometimes.
But a good comedian like, had,
could
the,
see,
had the good lines.
Yeah,
the good comedians,
but, right,
you know what
but
I'm
if,
saying?
If I could see the chick was like, if she looked like she was approachable and had a sense of humor, I might use a pickup line as a joke.
Just to break
it
the
It was
ice.
Already a joke. But
just
she
to
knows
break the
it's
monotony.
A joke. Right. Just to break the monotony.
Just to break the monotony.
She knew it was a joke. I know it's a joke and we can go from
here. Here's a joke, boy.
Exactly. That's a joke, son.
But you done got the look and the notion already that you could even go there.
Yeah.
Because it practice makes motherfucking perfect. I got to a point one time, yo. Hey, look, if anybody stay in Ohio, if y'all in the greater Cleveland area, y'all will definitely understand what I'm saying. I got so good with it to the point, and I'm from out of town. I'm an out of town DC nigga, but I'm a Cleveland nigga. I'm in the land, ho.
With combinations.
You understand what I'm saying? But it didn't take me long, no matter what Combo it was, niggas. To get a reaction. And what I started understanding was, I started looking at chicks. I got so good with it where I could look at you, if you was in my city, and your outfit, by your outfit, your purse, and your hair, I knew exactly where the fuck you stayed. I knew exactly how the fuck to approach you. Oh, you know shit. What I'm saying? And now this for my advanced niggas out there, all right? Because every nigga out there ain't going to understand what I'm saying. You understand? But if you a nigga in your city, and you really roaming your city, you understand what I'm saying when I say that I can tell. Sometimes I was wrong, but I'm gonna say eight times out of 10, I could look at a chick hairdo, her purse, and her outfit, and tell where she was from.
First I look at the purse.
No, I'm glad you asked that.
First I look at the purse.
Now in our area, in the greater Cleveland area, because we is in the land, right? Now, so when I say purses,
we're
right?
We in the land where anything is possible.
Now, one thing that I knew, right, after a while from being, and understand this too, you know what I'm saying? We some dudes that's really on the town, you know what I'm saying? So after...
Yeah, we not confined to one area, y'all. We You have a real live balance. Not to cut you off. Yeah. But we have a real live balance of folks that are really 216.
We are on the town.
I'm 216. I'm 440. A little bit of 330. But I'm definitely those two codes. I don't play them games. Anyway, I know my surroundings.
All around this mother.
I can get around. I can survive. I'll be all the way cool. I'm not sitting there all sweaty when I'm in Pepper Pike or Chagrin Falls or Solon. No, I'm the same Kinsman, Buckeye, Miles, Union, King Kennedy, Long Wake, Longwood, Outwake, Live Ass, Morris Black, shout out Garden Valley. I am me.
Yeah, when you a real live nigga, you get real live reactions. Toast to that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, these real live live reactions.
St. Clair, Superior.
Nothing is more telling than a live reaction.
Wade Park.
When you tell somebody something and you can see their face after you tell what you tell them, you know what I'm saying? Nothing beats a live reaction. So I started understanding certain things. It ain't too long, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm right now, I'm connected with some real niggas on the town. Toast to that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Money like Mr. 88 and Todd, you know what I'm saying? You know,
really, hell, Patsy. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Really ingratiated a brother into the city like I am, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I started noticing certain things, especially, you know, because like I said, we dudes on the town, so, you know, certain girls get gifts.
Certain girls.
And I started noticing what they wanted.
Certain girls with their
I started
hands.
Noticing where they was going at. Okay, oh, so with the purse, right? Back to the purse, right? Especially back in those days when I was really active, right? I'm like right now, like, you know what I'm saying, I let a fine chick slide past me. And I won't even, you know what I'm saying?
We just real life talking shit right now.
But I was really active. I was on it. I was on you, baby. And you slid past me at one
speak
point.
Speak your truth,
Shiny
brother.
Mac was on you.
Speak
right?
your truth, brother. Speak your truth.
And I can look at you, and I see the purse, right? I can tell a knockoff, especially back then. You know what I'm saying? Because my folks sold knockoffs. Yeah. I was rocking knockoffs, all right? So I ain't knocking them, all right? You know what I'm saying?
We ain't knocking knockoffs.
I ain't knocking them. Cause I was, you know, my cousin sold them, so I had them. You know what I'm saying? But... I slid up on you. Okay, so
my cousin sold them, so I had them.
So now I look at. So if you got the knockoff, okay, where'd you get this knockoff from? Is it one of the exclusive knockoffs like my cousin them had? It's like you had the Louis purse, right?
Who sent you this jacket?
You know what I'm saying? But you didn't have the paperwork and the official, you know what I'm saying, Louis, you know what I'm saying? But you had the purse, right? You know what I'm saying?
Who sent you this jacket?
Or was you going to, you know what I'm saying, where I say, on Cedar and Lee.
Who sent you this jacket?
On Cedar and Lee and getting those knockoffs from over there, all right? Which was good.
The real knockoffs.
But
special.
If you had them, I knew, okay, you got that person over there. You ain't in the Heights. If you was in Cleveland Heights, then, bitch, you would have went, 8 times out of 10, you would have went to the mall, you would have had the, either the person had the papers, you would have had the purse. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you on Superior, you know what I'm saying? I know that, I ain't saying nothing about you on Superior. I just take it as a compliment. Y'all was getting a lot of money. dudes on superior.
Y'all had the different
dudes on superior was buying them chicks them purses. So you're a superior. So that's the perks, right?
You asked you to get on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you must either go do it for Heights, Warrensville, or Maple.
Or Shaker. Or Shaker. Or especially Shaker sometimes.
It took a little bit of time.
You know what I'm talking about when I talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from all of the rich schools.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. 88 know all about that.
Man, hey. you better show up to the door with an outfit.
I was going to visit chicks with Oakwood Village with something real high and mighty. You know what I'm saying? Bedford's. You know what I mean? Bedford's.
You know what I'm saying?
I had a Bratton off.
Shaw wouldn't even look at us.
At one time it was.
Well, no, Shaw wouldn't mess with us. That's how I ended up with all the ones in real.
We couldn't go down the way.
Like, I would go down and I had people in Glenville.
Y'all was taking their hoes.
We couldn't take them because they could see how we was dressed.
Yep.
And they like, no, you from Heights. So we had to go back up the way to Warrensville, Maplewood, and all that.
But y'all had
I was taking them from the schools.
Y'all had a cheat.
Hathaway Brown.
Y'all had a cheat.
Yes.
Beaumont. Hathaway Brown. Andrews.
He was a school attacker.
You got to go to Regina.
He was a school attacker.
Y'all was all in that motherfucker. The down the way wasn't hearing us. I can't say that. Down the way chicks love my black ass.
Yeah,
they was here. You wasn't from up the way. I mean, they wasn't hearing anything from Heights. All they see is some super tails. They like, nope.
I'm glad you said that, Jay. No, once again, so look, back to that now. So look, I went to the purses, right?
I went to the purses, right?
Outfit the hairstyles, right? Outfits, like he said, Super Tims, Cleveland Heights, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nike Cortezes.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I'm talking about, right? So with the females,
They knew where we was from just from looking at them.
Look, Dope Man J's, you from 105, all right? Yeah. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, so look. So with the females, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, man. You know I ain't lying. With the pro model, nigga. So look.
With the female. We had on ski goggles. We didn't even have a pro model at the time. We came from Aspen.
You see mine over there? I never went skiing a day in my life, but I had the goggles representing.
With the big band.
In the classroom with the goggles on, though. Sitting on top of my head.
But that's the way it was.
But they would spot me from a mile away. I had on 2 button-down shirts, some Super 10s, and some ski goggles. They like, nope. Like, you ain't getting no play.
No, so tell me all the chicks back then from certain areas
didn't wear certain shit. I lost.
The girls on Cedar. The girls between Cedar.
With the integrity.
Especially the 70s and up. They had a lot of... The first girls are quick weed. I'm gonna get y'all Cedar girls that.
Oh, Cedars. What's up, Cedars?
Because they had the good hair shops over there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So the first girls are quick weave. You know what I'm saying? And then when you had the good knockoffs, Cedar, yo. Between Cedar and Kinsman, the upper 70s, up to like the 100s. But then once you get to the 100s, you get the Morris Black.
Shout out to the Court Avenue.
So now you get Morris Black. And up that way, you know what I'm saying? Now these girls dress different. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody just living.
Cause look, now, and on top of that, look, the girls in the Heights. Look, they were revealing clothes. They were more on the makeup and everything.
What was Morris Black?
You go down lower.
What was Morris Black near?
Oh.
In the Cleveland. On the kick of the side.
Veils on the circle. And it was a lot of them.
If any fucking project had rites of passage and claim. They was walking down the hill.
Come here,
if
y'all in the land, shout out to Bell Circle.
Man.
Shout out to Bell Circle.
I still want my damn stroller back.
I want my stroller back.
Man, they robbed me like 3 weeks straight. They broke into my car, popped my truck. I had a Nike shoebox full of tapes.
about 30 plus.
They hey, took look.
Now look, all the superior girls had the ponytails going sideways. Remember that?
I only remember that from TV.
You walk up on them, they had them bitches. The ponytails on this side.
Oh, and there was one chick named Shaquinta they used to rock there.
My nigga said what her name is.
Yeah.
Well, man, that was
and the colorful weed.
I hope she's still
St. around. St. Clair, Superior, that area right there, the colorful weed was really popping.
No, we ain't getting no color back then.
That was, no.
Only colors in Cleveland Heights was me.
No. Hey,
look, no, this, hey,
no, this wait, just, they had the Salt and Pepper Blonde.
Oh, okay. Well, they had
Duke. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
I'm a little older than y'all.
Hey, look, shout out to Case, Court. And shout out. Queen Aries. She had that color shit bopping back then.
Talk to her.
Hey, look, that individual is.
I know.
That's all I'm gonna say. Talk you to know me. What I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
All I'm gonna say is,
shout out to you, Queen Aries. You had that color shit popping. You were doing hair in these bitches. You was fucking selling dope. You were doing all that real life shit. You was one of the originators. You had one of the livest systems. Down the way that niggas even couldn't fuck with. Niggas couldn't fuck with it on no level. You knew you was at a motherfucking Queen Aries party when you came on the motherfucking street because you heard that shit bumping.
Oh, yo. No.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to y'all. And we in Cleveland, y'all. It's a lot of females in our city. They really put it down.
Yeah.
Case Court, Geraldine, Bobby and them sisters.
Oh.
That was my crush.
What's up with Goldie?
She's got her little boyfriend and shit. She rode was heavy Chevys, dog.
My homegirl, AG.
All she rode was heavy Chevys.
That's funny.
Dog.
That's all I rode.
AG. Shout.
Well, that's what they called him back
then. Hey, look.
The heavy Chevys. That Caprice.
Hey, look.
With the sevens.
Hey,
and
look.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. Shout out to my homegirl, AG. One of the original boss ass chicks. That was in charge of the girls.
Are you in charge of the girls? Are you in charge of the girls?
I see her boss dudes, but she definitely was in charge of the girls. I met her motherfucking sister.
Big shout out.
AG, you'll be home soon, baby. Hold it down. Keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. I'm just going to leave it at that.
You'll be home soon, baby. Y'all.
You'll be home soon, baby. They've been fucking with you for 3 years straight. You're supposed to be home 3 years ago. So, real live salute to you, baby.
Hey, yo.
But, live Ty has been doing what he's supposed to be doing.
So,
we got real live shit going on.
So, the fellas out there, man, the youngins, man, yo, man, work on your dialogue, man. Look, man.
Work on your posture.
Look, you talk to your dudes all day and everything, but when you by yourself or anything, you know what I'm saying? Because I know some clown and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Back then, we had the same thing. We had to work on our game on a solo. Like, we could, only our best nigga could know what we was about to say to a bitch.
Not me.
Female. Sorry,
this
ladies.
This my thing.
Not me.
You make a point, but this is my thing. I never had anything plotted out. I had different approaches. Listen, this is my thing, though.
But I started real
like
mad.
You say, it's a method. Okay, so you had everything planned out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I ain't ashamed of it. That's what you had to do.
I ain't ashamed of it. I had to work on my
Hey, look.
Shit. I started real
I
bad.
Have a different kind of speech competitive. I have a lisp, and I talk fast. And I had an accent, and my voice is deep.
So
I had all sorts of problems.
Oh, bro, yeah, I can just imagine, because I know what I was going through.
I still have these problems.
With the high voice.
I still have these problems to this very day.
Your shit was down there the opposite of mine, but as a detriment.
Never had like, a high voice.
I have it to this very day.
Oh, yeah.
I have people agree with me, and they didn't even hear what the fuck I said, but they agreeing with me. And then you wonder where the miscommunication come from. You didn't even hear what I said. And instead you saying, I didn't hear you. Your voice is deep. You talk fast. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever reason I hear you, they ain't gonna say shit. So then further down the line, it's all sorts of disconnects. And it came down to, I thought you said, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, you thought you said what you wanted to hear.
That's where I go with
what
it.
What you wanted to hear.
I said, why would you agree to some shit you didn't quite hear?
It sounded that good.
I said, motherfuckers hate.
Okay, motherfuckers I'll give you a history lesson.
Good. Here's a joke, boy.
Look, not even a history lesson.
No, 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 no. My folks from Kichigilla. Where your folks are sent from? We talk fast, man. You know what I'm saying? We talk fast.
Island, man. West Indies, motherfucking. Really talk, go ahead. Go, finish your thought, brethren.
No, I'm just going to give you the
passport. Yeah.
No, as far as talking, I'm going to give you, like, not even a history lesson, but I'm going to tell you this. We don't even know if this is a science. It's been around for about the last 70 years. So people put people under hypnosis to find out murder cases, childhood traumas, psychological cases, all that. But you know what the trigger to hypnosis is?
What?
The voice.
Yes.
It's mere words. This is what I'm saying to you. So if you say, well, I was saying this to them, and they say, well, I don't remember you saying this, you probably hypnotized them. I mean, this is how hypnotism really works. You got to think. People put you under a trance if you believe in hypnotism or not. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about that. I don't want to get into that. But I can say the science of it is merely, this is the fascination I have with it. That's that shit.
The CIA has a fucking weapon called the voice of God.
So mere words can put you in a trance. It's almost like some X-Files type of shit, if you think about it. Now, from what you're saying is, I said things and they said, I didn't agree to that, but you did in the past, which means you might have put somebody in a trance.
Because I know I have.
Mere words.
I'm guilty of that.
According to their science.
I'm guilty of it.
Mere words, it's just on the way you talk. I'm guilty of it. If I talk like this for a certain amount of time.
Hey, look.
I can actually put you into a trance.
Hey, look. Real quick. Just, I'm going to share this shit. And then we go, you know, I'm shutting it down. But
frequency and vibration.
I recently shared a moment of witnessing some shit and speaking on what I seen and how that made me feel. What I seen. And I shared it with the individual that was responsible for it. The immediate question that followed once I shared what I said was, do you write poetry? I said, no, I'm just a representation of poetry emotion.
I was about to say, all right, okay, on all time lines, I was about to say that.
I went there. Yeah. I said, I watch and observe from a different frequency and perspective to where expressing myself from what I seen and experience from that vision makes expressing it reflexive to me. Second nature. See, the whole thing in this life shit is being able to speak on our experiences reflexive, as easy as it's breathing.
And eloquent.
As easy. Yes.
To, like, not make it sound like a psychotic experience. To make you understand what I went through.
Or overhyping some shit.
I don't want you to think that, or like it's a bunch of lies or something. Like, I'm glad she didn't ask me, because if she would have been like, would you write poetry? I'd be like, baby, I am poetry in motion.
I said it.
Like, yeah. I'd straight be like, I am poetry in motion. Like, do I write poetry? No. But that was like, yeah, going back to what you said, those are like lines and stuff.
But with me, when that was the immediate question, for me, that was my moment of finally accepting what I am. I'm poetry in motion.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a hell of a writer because I write out my adult time stories and conversations. The conversations are freestyle. But the stories, I wrote them out. I've only freestyled two stories. Just based on memory alone. Two. I don't even remember which one of those are.
Based on
I would know if I listened to my catalog.
You know my dilemma then.
But
you don't,
I write shit down.
So much catalog. Yeah.
No, I have some shit.
The catalog is just that you don't remember what you say all the time.
Exactly.
Because when I say
that
it,
zone. When the zones. Them
when
zones.
When I freestyle those two adult charm stories, freestyle them, I was in the zone of what I was going through during that time. And what I heard to trigger that shit. And then 9 times out of 10, matter of fact, 10 times out of 10, it was some music.
It was Muzak.
It was a beat, a vibe of the beat, something. But music always helps me.
It resonates.
Do some things mentally, spiritually, internally. That changes up.
I'm glad you said that.
You get what I'm saying?
Is
that making sense?
No, it makes sense.
I'm glad you said that, man, because music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how it resonated. It hit you right there. And is able to bring that out, you know what I'm saying? The music we listen to, the things that
we say
to each other and things that you listen to people say to you, you know what I'm saying? It all resonates with you because it's all frequencies and formulas, you know what I'm saying? It's vibrations and frequencies. And math rules the universe.
Yeah.
And any frequency or vibration is a formulation of math. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a lot of Haitians.
So the way you speak to somebody, that shit resonates in a way, and it hit them. And what you listen to, it can resonate and bring up some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you notice, back in the day, when we rided in L.A., when motherfuckers riding in L.A., what was the number one song on the radio? Fight the Power.
Boy, by the time I get to Phoenix, I get to Arizona.
Can I have one more?
Durky?
Redeem yourself.
Yeah, that ain't
Durky.
Redeem
yourself.
Hey, speaking of Durky.
I'm
gonna say this. I'm just gonna give y'all a preview because we haven't.
We might have to go in part two, y'all.
No, I'm gonna give you a preview of the sports one because we're gonna have to talk about what's going on in these playoffs, and we're gonna have to discuss.
We're going
final
part two.
Fours.
We about to go part two.
Both men and women. I'm just giving you a preview. I'm not even about to go into it.
Yeah,
you said Durky,
but it's coming.
So
it's
I'm
coming.
Giving y'all
go
a preview.
Ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
It's coming. The preview is we gonna have to get into this whole Final Four situation.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna break it down from the Caitlin Clark to the Cardoso.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna break it down in the final, in the men's final four.
Uh-oh.
And we're gonna break down the NBA playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And we telling dudes take off the nail polish and ball.
Hey, look.
That's just a precursor.
Hey, look. Nah, and I damn near can go into the NHL.
Oh,
playoff.
Don't get
shit
me started
too
on the Frozen Four. Man, the Frozen Four is so intense, man. People don't realize.
Keep it
soft.
Now, if you don't know what the Frozen Four is, that's the hockey version of the March Madness.
Yep.
Nah, that's what I said. That's just a precursor. I just wanted to give y'all a glimpse.
That's just a precursor.
A glimpse of greatness. A glimpse of things to come.
Okay, y'all.
Right. So I'll give you a precursor.
You got anything else right now? You want to wait till part two? You want to go? You forgot it?
I did.
Damn. We shouldn't even say anything.
No, I did want to get on.
It's a precursor, though. Y'all know what's coming. Y'all know what's coming.
I have something
about to go
on that
part
topic,
two.
We'll get back to it.
Man, I'm mad on that because I don't like to interrupt nobody's thought.
No, we're all
touching on what you were saying though about that energy and that frequency to resonate with the music, with the language. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
music does that for me.
Folks out there,
I'm just saying
that's very important. Y'all need to understand this. You know
when I'm on a certain level,
what they play on the radio ain't by coincidence. What you watch on the videos ain't by coincidence. And what y'all talking ain't by coincidence. What you say, see, and speak, these are all things that resonate in your body.
Look.
What you say to your homeboy.
Hey, look.
Yes. My man say look. Peace, I say one love.
Hey, look.
And we start off our conversation
we
like
say
that.
Also, hey, look.
No,
hey,
man.
Look. Hey, look. Hey, look. Turn that down for a quick minute.
I ain't know it was going to come in like that, so.
That shit, I love it. That's how it's supposed to be. Whatever that's on the mix,
yeah.
Keep it.
I don't know about that.
That's supposed to be. No, it's supposed to be. Keep that heavy.
Yeah, man.
Here's what I'm saying real quick.
It's old joint right here.
Yeah.
I remember this one.
It's old, but it's new.
88 is so great, y'all. Hi, little Ty.
And this is when it comes to the vibes, like what I was saying, there's some things that have to come out. And the music I'm listening to will dictate how it comes out and what kind of level it comes out. But I need it to come out. My brethren, right here, my team for real, they both have beats and music in their catalog that will bring out that exact situation I need to be the case. When I want to go to some real live, deep, internal matters of the heart type shit, I'm going to play some 88 motherfucking catalog. When I want to go to the this is it, this is who I am, this is who I've become because of who, you know what I mean? My real life fucking experiences.
Circumstance.
I'm going to go to my boy Cleveland's own Sean Capone.
Oh, yeah.
When I want the best of both worlds, I had a hand in the beats these brothers produce because of what I said. Hey, this is what I was feeling.
That's that sound song click.
Hey, look.
Oh, yeah.
The sound song is the movement.
Well,
it's a we thing, not a me thing.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
So,
I think of us like you got Malone Stockton. You got Pippen Jordan. You got Malone's Kelsey.
Yeah.
You got these other things I think of when I think of us.
And then you have
the tandems.
Then you have Hardaway, Mullen, and Richmond.
Yeah.
Then you have
But I think of the things that
Kenny Anderson, Drazen Petrovic,
and Derek Coleman. I think of the things that wouldn't have worked without the other.
Bird McHale and who else? Paris.
Yeah.
Marley Barkley.
Oh, we're talking three. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go there.
I think of things that don't work without three. You know what I'm saying? You know, D-Wade, LeBron, and Bosh. No, fuck Bosh. D-Wade, LeBron, and Ray Allen.
No. Bosh played the key. Who got the rebound to kick it out to Ray Allen?
He played his role.
Bosh.
He did play his role.
Who got the rebound to kick it out to Ray Allen?
Respect that,
Bosh.
No.
Bosh.
I think Jesus Shuttleworth was a bigger piece.
Bosh got the rebound at that miss to kick it to Ray Allen. It wasn't a LeBron pass. It wasn't a D-Wade pass. It wasn't a Mario Chalmers. It was a fucking Chris Bosh pass. And Ray Allen said, huh? Bow. How simple as that?
Yeah, but he had to do it. To his credit, do anybody remember who passed Robert Horry the ball for six times and he hit a championship winning shot?
Rick Fox was one of them.
Rick Fox was one.
Yeah, Rick. That's good. Rick definitely.
Nobody remember remember who gave Big Sean Horry the ball.
Kenny Smith was the other one in Houston. Yep. Kenny Smith. Shout out to the Jet. Shout out to the Jet. And the other one. Wasn't he a big Bob? Big Shot Bob in San Antonio?
Yeah, he's a big shot Bob in San Antonio.
I already know who that is.
Seven rings, yeah.
Manu Ginobili was that guy. Because he penetrated and kicked out.
He got another one. He got another one with the Spurs, too, like that.
He penetrated and kicked out.
He got two with the Spurs like that.
Big Shot Orange. All they remember is Big Shot Orange.
And look, he got two with the motherfucking Hook Rockets. He got two with the Spurs.
He got seven altogether. He got one with the Lakers.
No, the only reason he
two with the Lakers.
Damn, that's six right there.
The only reason
he who was the seventh one?
No,
that's today's trivia, y'all.
Who was the seventh ring
for Big Shot Orange?
Which team did he get three rings from? Okay, because he had to be
the Heat. They had him.
No, Robert Horry was never a Heat.
He never
played for East team.
He was
never
with San Antonio.
Like you say, he was with San Antonio. Oh,
he
wasn't on
the East. He was
with Houston, San Antonio, and the Lakers. That's it. That's all.
No, he had three with somebody then.
No, he got both with the Kings.
Well, he had seven big shots.
No. He came back on one of Kobe's back rings.
Yeah.
Yep.
He got two with the Dynasty. And then Phil brought him back the last time. You know what I'm saying?
He got seven big shots.
Back the
last
time. Okay, y'all. All right. We about to go into part two. Hey, look. We did a little combination real quick. Hey, yo, real quick, y'all.
We talking shit, y'all.
Before we come back, I got to do this. So,
I'm gonna do this beat real quick, and then I'm gonna come back to y'all in about 2-3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna take a little.
Take an 88 break.
We're gonna take an 88 break. I like that. You know what I mean?
88 break. That sounds like a candy bar. I need to market that.
Take an
88
break, yo.
You want a
Kit Kat?
Fuck that. Get an
88
break.
An 88 break got all sorts of motherfucking ingredients.
It's a big snap 88 break.
Hey, y'all. It's been real live, always. It's a we thing, not a me thing.
It ain't.
I'm Live Ty Handles, yeah. Ty Live Handles.
Oh, if things ain't going great, take an 88 break.
You know what I mean?
Hey, that's yo, it's Sean Pope.
That's the slogan for my new game.
If things ain't going great, take an 88 break. Oh!
It's so great.
I'm dead, man. Real live talk.
That's my new slogan.
Keep your head up like your nose is bleeding.
It just came natural.
Yeah, and be sucker free if you know how to be.
Oh, that's part two, natural. Okay.
Hey, we about to go into part two. No. Yeah, we on the roll right here.
Natural. Okay, I got it.
Turn up the volume real quick so we can live out.
Mix it.
Yeah,
let me feel that.
In they soul.
Live out in your soul, yo.
And it's track called In Your Soul. You want your beats to be great? Holly at 88.
You want your beats to be well known? Holla at Sean Capone. Cleveland's old Sean Capone. Yes. You want your shit to be complete? Holla at the Live Elite. I'm a part of that.
That's
live out.
And we run.